The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy.
And I got to tell you, I'm so delighted and honored to welcome our next guest, Anne Graham Lotz. She has served, as a matter of fact, among other things, as the 2014 honorary chairperson for the National Day of Prayer. She's also going to be one of the broadcast guests for this year's national broadcast. By the way, that's going to air at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on television and radio on Thursday evening at 8 p.m. And you can get more information, find out the station, social media connections, and so forth at the website nationaldayofprayer.org. And as many of you know, she is a powerful preacher of the Word of God, a best-selling and award-winning author. Some of her most recent releases: The Light of His Presence, Jesus in Me, The Daniel Prayer, Prayer That Moves Heaven and Changes Nations, and several others, including her first children's book, Heaven, God's Promise to Me. And it's such a delight and always an honor to welcome you to WAVA and the Don Crow Show. Thank you for taking time
to do it, Don. Thank you for thinking of me and asking me. And, you know, it's such an important day in our nation, isn't it, to just call people to their knees and pray, intercede for, stand in the gap for what's happening in our nation.
Well, I'm sure you've probably been faced with the question. Others have. I mentioned it the other day to one of the other guests we had about the NDOP. Some folks, the cynics, the skeptics, even sadly, maybe among Christians, might say, well, we've been doing this for how many years now? And look what the shape our nation's in. How would you respond to someone who is kind of skeptical that that one day is going to make a difference?
In a way, I would agree with them if it's just one day.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that the purpose is to help people refocus on the importance of prayer and calling out to God for His mercy. But if you only do that one day a year, I agree. I think it's, you know, you're just going through the motions. But for many of us, it's a rallying call, and it's something like it's sort of to refocus, revive our commitment to stand in the gap for our nation. And I was just going over the headlines when I was waiting through to come on, and you know, Don, the only thing that's going to help America, to save America, is God.
Amen.
I believe, and I could be wrong, and I pray that I am, but I believe we've passed the point of no return. We've crossed that line into a moral and spiritual abyss, and I actually believe we may be provoking the judgment of God, as they did in Noah's day in Genesis 6, when people thought evil all the time. And I know in America we haven't reached that point yet, but we're a nation that knows better. We've had the truth, we've had God's word, we've had the gospel, and for us to behave as we are, It's stunning, and only God can save us. And if He doesn't step in and do that, then, you know, I believe we're looking at the end of our republic.
Well, you know, as you've said it, Anne, I'm reminded we who love the Scripture know that Israel went through this procedure time and time and time and time again. I interviewed a fellow a few years ago from the Jewish embassy here, the Israel embassy, and He was a student of his own nation, his own history, and he said, you know, Don, I studied the nation of Israel's history and discovered that out of the, 3,500 or 4,000 years of our history, he said, I realized we were only free as a nation about 500 of those years. The rest of the time, our nation was constantly in captivity. And God said, I even sent prophets early to warn you. I think He's doing the same with us. But there comes the point, doesn't there, when God says enough?
That's right. And I think that may be what we're seeing in our nation, the collapse of our our government, we don't really have leadership right now at a very critical, dangerous time in the world where it's as though we're leaderless. We're just, you know, sort of casting about on the stormy waves. And the economy, the immigration invasion on our southern border, the rattling of sabers around the world, the chaos in our streets, you know, it's just, and I think that it's not just political and economic, although those are huge, huge issues, inflation and the price of gas and all that. But I think what's worse than that is the moral and spiritual, not just decline, but all out rebellion. And it's as though people in our nation who have a voice are shaking their fist in God's face and saying, we defy the way you've defined marriage, we defy the way you've defined life, we defy the way you've defined gender, we you know, defy the way you've defined creation. It's stunning, and I think there are many, many, many people in our country that would never agree with all of that, but somehow those people, the rebels, seem to have the megaphones, and they seem to have an impact on our legislation and our leaders, on, at least on some of them. And So we're in a very dangerous place, because if God has begun judging America, the only thing that would save us is to fall on our faces in repentance. And that starts with God's people, which is, you know, the theme of that National Day of Prayer every year, which is, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. So he's not calling the world to turn from their wicked ways. He's calling on them, his people, which when he gave that to Solomon, that was to the Jewish nation. But for us, we apply it to Christians, to the church. And if we would do that, if we would seek his face, humble ourselves, pray, turn from our sin, then he says he would hear our prayer, he would forgive our sin, and he would heal our nation. But Donna, you know, you mentioned that I was a honorary chair for National Day of Prayer, and I was also the successor to Shirley Dobson and also Vonette Bright. So I held that position for 1 year, and I saw a network of people across this nation who were sincerely on their face before the Lord, but it, you know, it just didn't seem to catch hold across the board. And all I know is like you said, is it worth it? I don't think we'll know until we do it.
Yeah.
So
I like
one
that.
Day a year, you know, what?
Yeah.
One day. So we won't know the difference it makes until we do it, and then make it a habit so that it's every day in our personal lives, just seeking the Lord and crying out for his mercy.
Amen to that. And, you know, we have this history as a nation. Certainly prayer was no stranger to the early founding fathers. They weren't all believers. We know that. But there was a respect for God, a respect for the Bible, a respect for prayer in the very birthing of this country, and I don't know how we think we can proceed without continuing those habits.
Well, and you look at our nation, and I would want to say, well, how's it working for you? When you throw away the foundation, when you refuse to acknowledge God, when you leave the principles of his word and some of the fundamental aspects of a sovereign nation, which one would be family and life and all that God has laid down, when you decide that you're going to throw that away, you're going to rebel against it. So how's it working for you?
Mm.
You know, you can just ask the people in Chicago or Seattle or New York. And, you know, we're just in a very bad place. And in all of those cities, there are some incredible churches and incredible people who are turning to God. But it's as though the rebels have the upper hand. They certainly have the loudest voice, and God's not going to tolerate it. You know, there comes a point he draws a line and says, you know, I've been patient long enough, and I'm sorry, but this is it.
Now, so, on a more personal level, we've been praying for you and your daughter and your family. You and your family, in fact, been through a lot of trials over the last few years, and you have been honest enough to share it with folks so we can pray with you. But I'm sure some folks would say, how are things for you and your family at this point?
You know, we take one day at a time, but I can tell you, my daughter in January had two back-to-back heart attacks, not from plaque buildup, but SCAD. Her arteries in her heart just shredded, and it's very, very rare. But anyway, she went through that, and then she's gone through pericarditis, which is inflammation of her heart. I've got some issues. My son still only has about half use of his lungs after his COVID experience. And so But I can tell you, Don, can I just tell you that God has been here for us every moment of every day, and we have not lost our peace, we have not lost our joy. Every day he's given blessings, and I think one of the things we need to do is just, when we go through hard things, just change your perspective and look for God's blessing. A nurse will come in and pray with you, a doctor who cares, you know, the medicine that just happens to hit at the right time and helps. It just, there's so many blessings. And I was reading this morning in my devotions where the Lord says that the one who praises me glorifies me. And if we would just learn to live in praise and look for the blessings, he carries us through. He promised. In Psalm 23, he said, when you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, which we have been through in the last few years, he's been with us. And Isaiah 43 says, when you know, fear not, I've redeemed you, I've called you by your name. When you walk through the fire, you won't be burned. You go through the floods, I'll be with you. And he has been with us. And anybody who's listening, who's going through a very difficult, life-threatening, terrifying situation, call out to God. He's there. He's with you. And sometimes I think he lets us go through really difficult things because that's when we call out to him. It's just like this nation. The same principle applies. Maybe he's just getting us desperate enough that we would fall on our face, and then he'll bring revival that we're praying for.
Amen. You remind me of a book I read years ago, a little book called At Least We Were Married. And the story was of a couple that got married, and within 24 hours, while on their road, on the road to their honeymoon, terrible car accident that someone else caused, and the bride she was taken from the young man, and he shares that story in his book. But the phrase that came out of that book was, he came to the point of saying, I learned that God did not promise to keep me from trouble. He only promised to be there when it happens.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And we look at the cross, you know, and we see that he is with us. Jesus promised that he would be with us to the end. So he is with us, but sometimes, you know, if we don't call out to him, if we don't open our spiritual eyes and ears, we won't know that, and we won't be aware of that. So maybe this interview would just, somebody out there listening needs to be reminded that God is just a breath away. He's just a prayer away, and we intercede for our nation. Yes, we do, as we just mourn. We cry out to him for his mercy, but in your personal life, that same thing holds true. If you're melting down and everything's going wrong, you cry out to him. He's a God who cares. He won't blame you for crying out. He won't blame you for not praying before now. You cry out to him, and he's there for you, and he'll take you by the hand. You may not realize it till afterwards. And in my life, a lot of times at the moment, I'm not aware of his presence, but I look back and I think, oh my goodness, he did that for me. He did that for me. He's brought us through. And it's like seeing, like Moses, who saw the backside of his glory. You look back, and then you can see the character of God, his faithfulness to be with you every moment.
Would you mind taking just a few seconds, a minute or so, to say a prayer for our nation and for our listeners right now?
I would love to, Don. Thank you. So, Father God, we bow before you, and we worship you as creator of the universe, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And you're the one God, the one true God on whom our nation was founded. We thank you for George Washington, who knelt in prayer, first act of his inauguration, and dedicated this nation to the glory of God. And so we're asking, dear God, that you honor his prayer and the prayers of people all over this nation, that you would hear our prayer, that you would bring us to the point that we would truly, genuinely, authentically fall on our face, repent of our sin, cry out to you, and that you would hear and that you would answer. And I pray for those who are listening who also are in a desperate situation. Lord, I know what it's like to be in a desperate situation for myself or for my children, and I know you've been there for me. So would you move in their heart, call out to you, then would you be there for them as you have been for me. And we give you praise and glory, and thank you so much for your availability, that when we put our faith in Jesus and we come to the cross confessing our sin, claiming him as Savior and Lord, inviting him into our lives, you've promised you will never leave us, you'll never forsake us, you'll take us through, and one day you'll take us to live with you in our heavenly home. So we thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, my dear friend. I hope we can talk again soon.
I look forward to it. God bless you, Don. Thank you.
Ann Graham Lotz, and let me give you her website so you can track her work and read more about her ministry. And, of course, I'm sure many of you already have her and her daughter and her family on your prayer list, her son. But I hope you heard what she said, that those prayers are so important to them, and I'm hoping that you will make a point of that when you go to anngramlotz.org on the web. That's anngramlotz.org. Or you can also check out the nationaldayofprayer.org for the information upcoming on this 2022 National Day of Prayer.
Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Our program is coming to you today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.